It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 36 degrees right now, wind chill of 30. That's pretty nice, compared to about 30 degrees lower than that most of last week. Morning low today was 34, yesterday's high 49, right now 36, and looking for a high today of 57 degrees. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Well, it was a cold day at Lake Sarah Beach on Saturday, but for a great cause, everybody had a warm feeling in their hearts. The 2025 Special Olympics Illinois Polar Plunge was a big success. $43,000 was raised from this year's plunge. Even though the water temperature at Lake Sarah Beach was 33 degrees, plungers took a dip to fulfill the pledges they had collected. Yes, they did have to knock some ice out of the way to let the plunge continue. Thanks to our own Michelle Carmen for taking the plunge. Tanya Siner was there with Facebook Live updates. This was our first year as a gold sponsor for the event, and we were glad to be a part of it. Congratulations to everybody who took the plunge and contributed toward those who were plungers. It all works together. We'll mention, too, meetings in the area today and tonight. The Effingham Unit 40 School Board has its regular monthly meeting this evening. That'll be at 6 o'clock at the unit offices on South Banker. Recognition expected for the Effingham Junior High Boys Cross Country team at tonight's event. Also, as far as action items tonight, the school board is expected to address a number of items, and those will include the donation to Central Grade School, that's to purchase playground equipment. Also, approval of some intergovernmental agreements. One's between Lakeland and the school district to establish a Laker Connect membership. One is with the Regional Office of Education for alternative education programs for the coming school year. Also, an agreement with the City of Effingham, a facility use agreement. That would be in the event of an emergency. City's working on a similar agreement with St. Anthony Schools to make sure that there are facilities in place in the event of an emergency. Also, they are going to consider approving a memorandum of agreement for tuition reimbursement. Then the board's going to move into closed session to consider student disciplinary cases, litigation, and then when they come back into open session, there could be some action regarding personnel, including approval of a Central Grade School assistant principal contract. Todd Schutte's retiring after this year, so they're going to make the changes accordingly at Central. And they are also going to vote to approve a hiring or hosting a psychologist intern. So those matters related to the Unit 40 School Board meeting, again, that's tonight at 6. We'll be there and have a report for you online and in the morning. Just ahead of that, the Unit 40 HR and Athletics Committee will meet at 4:30, and they'll be discussing some of the same matters that the full board will discuss at 6. The Altamont City Council meets this evening. Meeting time is 6 o'clock at the Municipal Building. They'll be looking at some infrastructure matters, and they also will be discussing allocation of motor fuel tax funds for the maintenance program they have scheduled this year. Again, the Altamont Council meeting at 6. The Altamont School Board met on Saturday. It's their annual strategic planning session. Mark Holland updated them on transportation activity, Jared Stuckemeyer on technology updates, Mrs. Lurkins and Mrs. Aldridge spoke about extracurricular activity, Peggy Beaker, the high school principal, discussed teacher retention list and graduation and proposed handbook changes and school improvement planning for next year. Additionally, Chris Biggs talked about Altamont grade school activities, and Alan Witt updated the district board on maintenance and facility needs. Also, Superintendent Casey Adam discussed district building needs, and that includes an addition to Altamont grade school and also work on the parking lot at the high school. So those matters discussed, no action at that session, but that will be we'll see about the outgrowth of what was discussed Saturday as far as action by the board in the next few months. Also today, news that Clay County State's Attorney Philip Givens has announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for resident judge of the 4th Judicial Circuit. And he is, again, currently the Clay County State's Attorney, has been there since 2018. And he said that he's built his legal career with a strong commitment to understanding all sides of the courtroom. My experience spans across multiple roles, including serving as a public defender, private civil attorney, assistant state's attorney, assistant attorney general, and now as Clay County State's Attorney. So Philip Givens, a candidate for the Republican nomination for circuit judge. News from Totopolis Grade School. Kindergarten pre-registration is open for the upcoming school year. Parents and guardians are encouraged to call the Totopolis Grade School office to sign up their incoming kindergarten students. Pre-registration will be open through this Friday, February 28th. And to register, phone the Totopolis Grade School office. That number is 217-857-3232. And if you want to email, it's HOEHNS. At ttown.k12.il.us. In recognition of February being National Canned Food Month, HSHS Home Care is teaming up with Dan Hecht Chevrolet Toyota and Roy Schmidt Honda in Effingham to cram the car with non-perishable food items, hygiene products, and monetary donations for Catholic Charities Food Pantry. But with this being the last week of February, this also will mark the end of the campaign. Donations for the annual event will be accepted throughout the end of the month. Then this Saturday, March 1st, HSHS Home Care staff will cram their cars with donated items before delivering them to Catholic Charities. The regional office serves Clark, Crawford, Cumberland, Effingham, Fayette, Jasper, and Shelby counties. And any non-perishable food items are welcomed, and you can take those to the Dan Heck dealership, the Roy Schmidt dealership, or the HSHS Home Care office, which is located at St. Anthony's Health Center at 900 West Temple, Building A in Effingham. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process. A quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
It's cold outside, and you're probably getting tired of the same old sweaters and long-sleeve shirts you've been wearing. Now you can take advantage of the 25% off sale on long-sleeve sports shirts and sweaters at Weber Clothing in Totopolis. Come take advantage of the nice selection of winter merchandise they have and pick out something you'd really like, and it's now 25% off. Weber Clothing in Totopolis is here to make sure you're in style and looking good.
A look at deaths on this Monday. Mark L. Van Dyke, 70, of Yorkville, Illinois, died on Christmas Eve. And funeral services for Mark Van Dyke will be a visitation at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, followed by a memorial service at 10:30. That'll be at Old Union Church at Louisville. And McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville is assisting. Catherine Ann, or Kathy Dozenbrock, 68, of Newton, died early Thursday morning. Funeral services for Kathy Dozenbrock will be this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. That'll be at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. And a celebration of Kathy's life then will take place Saturday, April 5th, that evening at the Knights of Columbus in Newton. We'll remind you of that as that draws closer. Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Donald E. Turtle Lawson, 88, of Windsor, formerly of Neoga, died early Friday morning. Funeral services for Donald Turtle Lawson will be tomorrow, Tuesday morning at 10. That'll be at Swingle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation is tonight from 5 to 7. Mary Frances Martin of Neoga died early Friday morning. Swingle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga will handle arrangements for Mary Frances Martin, the local arrangements. Funeral services for Mary Frances Martin will be in Jasper, Alabama, and that'll be at a later date. Sherry E. Holtz, 63, of Effingham, died on Tuesday the 18th. Prayer service for Sherry Holtz is planned today. That'll be at 2:45 at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. And the prayer service will be followed by a visitation until 6 this evening. And then the final services for Sherry Holtz will be Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning. That'll be up at the Colwell Funeral Home in Beardstown. There will be a prayer service to follow at 11 a.m. So the local services today and then the other services tomorrow in Beardstown for Sherry Holtz. Claudia A. Moran, 71, of Effingham, died on Thursday, and funeral arrangements for Claudia Moran are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Also, funeral services, and my apologies, a little tough time handling the papers this morning. Funeral services, memorial services for 78-year-old Lyle Casper of Effingham will be Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning at 11. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 4 to 6 tonight for Lyle Casper. Here's our forecast. Today, partly sunny, a high of 57. Doesn't that sound nice? Winds from the south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts close to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 35, and winds from the west around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high again of 57. And we might see 60 on Wednesday, and a little rain a possibility on Wednesday as well. Morning low today, 34. Yesterday's high, 49. Right now, we're at 36 degrees, wind chill of 30. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.